Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Investment advice provided on the following program is on an individual basis. Listeners should not consider today's discussion as a recommendation for any investment and should carefully evaluate before investing. This is your Real Estate Today on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Hello and welcome to the show, Your Real Estate Today. Happy Saturday, friends. So great to be spending Saturday with you. I am just excited as I can be for today. We have got so much to talk about. We have got some great content for you today. And I think if I were you, which I'm not, this is what I would be doing if I were you and I were home today listening. I would be sitting back, getting a little something to sip on. Or if you're driving, recline the seat back just ever so slightly. But sip on something non-alcoholic, obviously, if you're driving, let's clarify, because we got a ton of stuff to share today that I think is really going to have you in thinking new things about real estate. So I'm excited about that. I'm Paul Jamison, your host, owner of the Jamison Real Estate Companies. That's the realty side for buyers and sellers. Jamison Property Investments, if you're interested in investing in real estate, for cash flow or other purposes for your family, we have that, as well as Jamison Property Management. We are a turnkey organization. So glad you're with us here with Sandy Dickinson with Cross Country Mortgage. Hey, Sandy.
Hey.
There is so much content today. My hope is if we get through a third of it, maybe. You think that's possible?
I think if we put our minds to it, we could do it.
Okay. Well, you know, I think it was last week, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago, I was on with Marty Ivey. And Marty Ivey, I was talking about some bug-related thing with Marty Ivey. And I said, what do you think, Marty? And he said, well, geez, Paul, if you just quit talking, I'd be able to tell you. Do you remember that? Were you on during that? TJ, you were here during that, weren't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Sandy, what do you think about a guy who does that? I was like, Marty, whose show is this?
Marty always cracks me up.
Oh, a guy. I don't know. He's been around a lot of chemicals, that guy. All right. But I love him anyway. All right. Tell you what, he does a lot of work with us. He's doing a crawl space for me right now. He's getting ready to do mosquito treatment for me right now. Jeez. Love what he does.
And he knows his bugs.
Yeah. Like nobody's business. And it's termite season, which makes him just like a crazy man. So you got to love that. But you know what it is right now? It's buying season. Isn't it? It's our time of year where we get to go crazy.
It's exciting.
It is.
Now we're crazy.
All right. So I'm going to tell you what I learned this week. And, you know, this is probably going to air very quickly to when we're talking about it. And so I don't think talking about some of these subjects, the topic is going to be outdated. But I just want to tell you right now, our markets in our country, stock markets, NASDAQ, Dow, are just absolutely up and down, worse than any yo-yo I ever had when I was a kid. And more on the down than the up right now. And I am getting more investor calls than I've ever gotten in my career. People that are saying, you know, this ride is beating me to death. I would like to talk more about investing in real estate. And I am not an advocate for taking all your money out of the market and investing in real estate. That has never been my thing. All it is a part of your portfolio of building wealth. And I am getting a tremendous amount of investors who are now really wanting to take action on investing in real estate. One of the very interesting statistics that came out yesterday was that last year rents, now this is a national number, not a local number, a national number, went up 10.9% last year. That's a big number. That's a national number. Around here, we saw rental rates raise somewhere between 15 to 19%. Who knows what they did in places like California and New York. All right. So when you, if you're thinking about investment property, this is a time to really look at it because it's a numbers game. It's not an emotion game. It's a numbers game like any investment. You know, Sandy, you're a real estate investor. You know, you're seeing it too. I mean, you're very tied to the mortgage market, but you're very diversified, right?
Right, right.
And I think we're seeing, and you're seeing now, because you're working, you work with a lot of investors too, as well as the home buyers, that they're coming to you and saying, you know, if the numbers seem fine, let's move ahead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about, there was a big article that came out about these love letters. There are states, and here's the definition of a love letter. It is not something you write as a husband or wife that I'm talking about. A love letter, I'm relating it to this topic in the show, Your Real Estate Today. It is about real estate. And buyers are writing love letters to sellers, telling them how much they love their home and that they plan to raise their family there, and here's their family, and here are the hardships they've been through, and they're putting all these descriptives together, and they're asking their realtor to include it with the offer. There are states now that are outlawing the love letter. And I have to tell you, as a real estate agent who's been around a long time, I hate the love letters. And I tell agents, I am not presenting these love letters. I do not want to. And my sellers don't want to see them. Because if you really think about everything that's going on in our world right now around political correctness or even fair housing, where you can't say master bedroom anymore, you can't say handyman anymore, you can't say the word family in a description, by you writing that love letter and you trying to present it to sway the opinion of the seller because of your personal situation, if there are other buyers out there that find out that you, Mr. Seller, chose that offer because it was a family with children, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen. And I am not going to put my sellers in that position. And any buyers that we work with, I won't let them write them. I don't want to work with them. I do not want to be a part of that potential time bomb. So think really seriously about the love letters. Look, win the house by doing the right things in your offer, working with somebody that is coaching you on how to win. And if you're not equipped to win right now, sit on the sidelines until you can and let those that are out there trying to fight to win, win. And so my advice to you is ditch the love letter. Next. Rates. Sandy's going to talk about them. We got the whole show to talk about them. Rates are not a factor right now. And I'm going to explain more in conjunction with Sandy by what I mean by that. Doesn't mean people don't watch rates. But they're not what is holding back this market right now. It's inventory. So this half a point and whatever has not slowed down the amount of demand that we have for houses, has it, Sandy?
No, it has not.
Yeah.
People are looking like crazy and offering crazy stuff.
Right. Listings are starting to come. Be patient. An average buyer writes about 6 offers, just so you know, and it just takes time and patience, okay? So after the break, we're going to start with Sandy's mortgage update. And then, Sandy, we're going to launch right into the lightning round. Right now,
okay.
You have a lot of new programs. You have a lot of new things going on. And we're going to talk about that. You good with that?
I'm great with that.
All right, listeners out there, hope you're good with it. This is the show, Your Real Estate Today. Sandy Dickinson with Cross Country, myself, Paul Jamison. We've got a full hour. Let's take advantage. We'll be right back here on News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. Welcome, welcome to the show, Your Real Estate Today. Happy Saturday. I'm Paul Jamison, your host with the Jamison Real Estate Companies. That's Jamison Realty, for buyers and sellers, Jamison Property Investment, and Jamison Property Management. Here with Sandy Dickinson with Cross Country Mortgage. All right, Sandy, what is the mortgage update for today? And then we're going to launch right into the programs.
Okay. Rates are all over the place. They're up, they're down. They're like 3 and 4 times a day we're seeing rate changes. It's just crazy with, what number one, what's happening in Ukraine. And I heard today that in Chernobyl, where they had that big nuclear mess, now the bombing is taking out the electricity, which is a huge problem because they have these rods that have to be cooled in order to keep the nuclear stuff under control. And if that's not happening, there could be a huge issue. So it's causing, obviously, uncertainty in the markets. Mortgage rates are bouncing around. So if you're happy with your price and your payment, then just lock it in and forget it. Just set it and forget it, because God knows what will happen the next minute or the next hour. So our mortgage applications have been up. They're up about 9%, so people are starting to find some houses, which I love. Inflation is also up to about 8%. And keep in mind, those are February numbers, so that doesn't even take into consideration since the war started. So we're not going to see that till next month. So I would say don't sit on the fence, because rates will be probably higher in the long run. So I would say lock your loans. Find your houses, refinance if you want. We're doing several refinances. They're up as well. There's still 50% of all the mortgages, because rates are still not that bad. They're about 7-8% higher than last year.
Recently, there were some pretty good employment numbers, which you would have thought would have affected things, right? Nah?
Yeah. No, market doesn't care about that.
Yeah. Not right now.
No, there's too much else going on. As long as there's uncertainty, we're going to see a lot of craziness in the market.
Yeah, things are really crude right now.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
I don't even want to buy gas anymore.
That's right. I would ride a bike to work, but it would take me 8 hours to get there. So,
right.
So it's kind of like, you know, I think there was a thing on Facebook where a realtor was towing a guy in a wagon behind him to show houses, you know, like the new way of showing houses, towing him he was a bike towing a wagon.
A scooter.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
A scooter tour.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I'm thinking, you know, hey, we go back to the virtuals. Now everybody wants to ride in the realtor's car. Yeah, that's kind of what's
it. I bet they
yeah,
do.
That's right. Bring your Cheerios. Let's go. We'll do it. All right. All right. So when we were talking about what we would share today, there was this sense of excitement that you had about, oh my gosh, I've got all these great programs now. And, you know, people love options, especially in this market right now. You want options to be able to compete. Both personally and professionally and in the home buying process. Tell me a little bit about some of the programs now that Cross Country is working with.
Yeah, so we've come out with a couple of new ones. I don't have all the details because they're putting finishing touches on them. So we're going to have a program now where you can lock and shop. So if you're really worried about rates and you see a good day, you can lock your loan, I think, up to 90 days. That'll give you time to go find the house and close on it. Okay, without an address, typically we have to have a contract to do that. So that's one program. Another one is we do have good extended locks, really good extended locks if you're building, so you don't have to worry about your rate changing over the next year. So it goes up to a year. We also have a program that's coming out where our owners and some of our big managers have decided to put up some money to do sort of like a ribbon where they'll allow you a cash backup offer to help you get your contract. So that's all super exciting. Other programs we have are coming out, no income, no employment. You're going to be like, what? Investment programs based on rent, asset programs based on assets, light doc programs. And I know what everybody's thinking, that that's what got us in trouble in 08. Which was a combination of things. So my take is lenders lightened requirements for strong borrowers, and then the government said everybody needs a house. So risk-based lending went out the window. If an underserved person deserves a no-doc loan, then why wouldn't a well-qualified person? And it just got out of hand. So then everybody got a house, but then things started happening that weren't so good. And the government ended up blaming the lenders, the banks blamed the brokers, the market blamed the adjustable rate mortgages. But the truth is, if someone has good credit and they're motivated to pay and they have skin in the game, and the property's marketable, then sometimes these programs do make sense. We don't want to put people in houses they can't afford, but we do want to put people in houses if it makes sense. So we've got a lot of stuff now, and I'm happy to run through everybody's scenario to see what's best for them.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Sandy, to the point, and I wrote this in our notes for today, is the key is choices, right? To come into this with choices. You know, no one needs just one thing, right? It's choices.
And we have them. We have construction perm. I didn't mention that.
Ooh.
That's a great program.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I sent you somebody for that yesterday.
Yeah.
That's got their plans, but afraid because they want to lock their loan, and you know that it's going to be about a year before they get done, and so they don't want to hedge the market. So that was a great opportunity, because you're the only one kind of really doing that right now that I know of anyway, but that I'm familiar with.
Yeah, we've got some good products, that's for sure.
Yeah. So the other thing as we go into this was important for me to talk about was, and I'll go back to the credit piece, but talking about shopping for the best deal. Is it really a deal?
Right. So you hear that all the time, that people should shop around for their mortgages, and people assume that that means go find the best rate. That I don't think that's the truth. I think that companies that are offering ultra low, unbelievable rates are companies that are in trouble and just trying to stay alive. So you may start with that, and they've probably laid off a lot of their staff, and they may not be able to close your loan at all. So a great rate doesn't do anything if they can't close your loan.
Right.
Again, if it's too good to be true, that's pretty risky. So I can tell you that 65% of people have a bad mortgage experience, and you can cross your fingers and hope for the best. But in the long run, you're really going to want somebody that you can trust, somebody with experience, someone with a good company that's going to stand strong during all these crazy times. And that, to me, is finding the best deal, the best lender. Find someone that can close your loan, that gives you a fair rate, and that has the knowledge to help you determine which program is best for you.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, because I've been in situations where someone has come to me and said, you know what, I got online and I found this rate and I'm going to be working with them. The name of the company rhymes with Stricken, and they got down the road and we got close, and then things started falling apart. Have you ever heard about that happening before?
I have done a lot of loans for people where loans have gone sideways, and they don't hear about it up front because the loan officer always thinks they can fix it, and the buyer will never know. But one thing that we definitely do is we tell them what's happening all along. If there's a problem, we say, "Hey, look, this could be an issue. We are going to work with you and get through this, but you are going to have to really give us a lot of documentation to help us along." And very rarely is it not fixable, but if it's not, we try to mitigate that up front because we do a lot of the preliminary stuff to help on that. Once in a while, something happens. Someone loses their job, someone spends all their money, and we just have to regroup and try to find some good solutions. Or they have a blip on their credit, and we're like, what? What happened? I mean, it happens. People have lives, so. Yeah,
they do?
Anyway.
That
yeah.
Darn life they, thing. They what live. The heck? Well, we're going to talk a lot more about, I want to talk a little bit more about the best deal, and then I'm going to talk about your credit score. And then, okay, get ready for this. We're going to talk about everything having to do with home warranties. Oh, be so excited.
Exciting.
Oh, I know.
Exciting.
The show, Your Real Estate Today, News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. Stay right where you are.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Howdy, howdy. Welcome back to the show, Your Real Estate Today. I'm feeling like we're at the what's that, DJ, what's that country western dance club that's in Charlotte?
Coyote Joe's.
We're like Coyote Joe's inside the fence, doing the hoedown, getting ready to go at it.
Yeah,
that's right. I got my boots on and my. If you're watching us online, I've got my tie on with all the Looney Tunes characters because I felt a little Looney Tunes today. So I'm glad you're Looney Tuning with me. All right, Sandy. So at the break, I'm Paul Jamison, your host, here with Sandy Dickinson with Cross Country Mortgage. We are talking about shopping for the best deal. And, you know, shopping for the best deal, you know, has had a lot of... I don't know. What do you want to call it? There's a lot of angst in that because, you know, as you talk about it, I look at it a little bit differently. You know, I have been faced with the issues around getting the deal to the closing table and the client is fighting the deal around to the rate. You know, for example, the appraisal. Right? You have a panel
right.
of appraisers, right?
That's right. Super important.
Right. You talked about your lender reviewing your financials to avoid pictures down the road and issues down the road before it gets into underwriting. That's a timing issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the one you didn't talk about was answering the phone.
Yes, I will answer the phone. I'm a freak about phone calls. I have a team. If I'm not available, my team will answer. I will always call back. But if I'm doing something like this pre-recording today, they can call the office and talk to the team. Like, I pound on them, and they know they really want to help the clients and give a great experience. So we talk to people, and a lot of lenders don't.
Yeah.
A lot of them will say email. You know, they might text, they don't talk. And I think there's a lot of miscommunication if you don't talk to people.
Yeah. Well, you know, we talked earlier about some of the online companies and, you know, you don't always get a consistency of information. And that's really critical in the loan process, especially if there are some hurdles, right?
Yeah, yeah. So those hurdles make people anxious. Anxious people get angry and frustrated, and then they tend to shut down. And we want to keep the lines of communication open so that they understand that, you know, just because we're asking for a document doesn't mean that things are going to fall apart, because their perception is, oh, my gosh, you're not going to like the way this document looks. And that could be true or it might not be true, but we have to analyze it and find the best route to move forward. So it's really important that the client answers the phone as well as us answering the phone, and that we communicate constantly, especially if something's a little sensitive with the file.
Right. And one other comment before we move on. You mentioned, will your lender protect you financially, your due diligence and earnest money? I mean, how true is that today, right?
Yeah, so lenders are squirrels trying to get a nut, right? So they're willing to promise anything to get that loan. And we're in great shape. We don't, you know, we want the best for the client. So if they write a pre-approval letter and someone gives $10,000 or $20,000 in due diligence, that money's gone once the contract's accepted. And if they didn't really make sure that client was approvable, and then they find out they're not, and that client loses that money, are they going to be able to afford to put an offer on another house? I mean, it's just, it's kind of a dangerous situation right now. So we're very cognizant of that. And that's, again, why we have our appraisal panel, because we want the best of the best appraising our properties and that will work with us if, you know, whether it's a good, you know, a high appraisal, a low appraisal, whatever, and we need them timely. So we have a group that does a really, really good job.
Yeah. You know, I wrote a note to you for today's show that talked about, in these days of high amounts of due diligence, and we're seeing big numbers, the way the North Carolina contract reads, and it's a little bit ambiguous, but it does state that if you go past that closing date, it's basically a 7-day window that you have. And that means, first of all, your realtor has to deliver in writing that you have a delay and the reason for the delay, but that everybody is still moving towards the closing table. And where we've seen situations go south is all of a sudden there's a lender issue at the last minute. And I'm not talking about with you, Sandy. I'm talking about with a lot of lenders or these online lenders. And once you go past that 7 days, you lose your earnest money and your due diligence money. Of course, you know, that money becomes hard after the end of due diligence, but there's no recourse. The seller can cancel that contract and put their house back out on the market again. They don't have to extend it beyond that 7 days. That's risky business.
It's very risky business, and it used to be 14 days, and I still have some realtors that say 14 days, which amazes me, but so time is of the essence, definitely, once you go under contract, yeah. And you want somebody that's going to be there for you and that you can get a hold of on the phone.
Right. It's a big deal. All right. So before we go into the home warranty thing, let's talk for a minute about 15 home features for sellers that are attractive to help you close quickly. So you can't say what you think they are, Sandy, because you have the outline in front of you. But TJ, if you were to think about, what do you think out of 15 things in a home, what would be the number one thing to help your home sell fast?
The front door.
That is a really, really good guess, because you've heard that show before. But let's say the front door is important. You get more money for that. But what home features for sellers would help you sell the home? It's a feature. Would help the home sell more quickly. Like, features are things like a 3-car garage or a four bedrooms versus three, or a home theater, or
a pool.
Pool actually did make it. It is number 10 on the list. But I'll give you one more shot. What is the number one thing?
Kitchen renovation.
Oh, man. Is he good or what? The guy's a foodie.
Right.
The guy's a foodie. He can't see my screen. He can read my lips, but he can't see my screen. No, I'm not going to give it away too much. All right. Chef's kitchen or gourmet kitchen is number one. Number two, theater room. Number three, Sandy, want to take a shot at it, or did you peek?
I'm looking at it.
Okay, forget it. You can't guess. Home gym. Number four, three-car garage. One to hold gasoline and the other two to hold a car. Solar panels, number five. Quartz countertops, number six. Here's one I didn't expect. Number seven, exterior lighting.
Huh.
Exterior lighting. That number eight, a tennis court. Who the heck has one of those? Maybe in the community.
Many of those.
I don't either. Number nine, home office. Tennis court. Who has a tennis court? Oh,
rich people.
Yeah, well, I would say that's a weird one. Home office.
In the neighborhood.
Maybe, yeah. That's what I was thinking. Home office, number nine. Number 10, in-ground pool. Number 11, mudroom. Get this, number 12 made the top list of 15. Security system. Number 13, fireplace. Now, here's what's interesting about fireplace. The electric fireplaces are really getting popular right now in high-end luxury homes. I put one in recently in a home that I had that I rented out because I didn't want renters to light fire logs or light gas or like roast marshmallows on my gas fireplace, which renters in a short-term rental would tend to do. All right, so we're going to finish this list. I'm getting the high sign. Sandy Dickinson with Cross Country, myself, Paul Jamison, the show, Your Real Estate Today. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Welcome back. The show, Your Real Estate Today, gone from country western to hard rock. He's just taking me everywhere. The show, Your Real Estate Today, is about your home. I'm Paul Jamison, your host from the Jamison family of companies, Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Management, Jamison Property Investments, here with Sandy Dickinson with Cross Country Mortgage. So I'm going to finish that list of the top 15 things. So number one was chef kitchens, and then we went down through. Number eight was tennis court. Who has one of those? Home office, nine. In-ground pool, 10. Mudroom was a number 11 feature that people liked. Number 12, security system. Number 13, fireplace. Number 14, smart home features. Now, I will comment on that. If you have a rental and you can't get it rented, stick some smart home features in it. People really like those. Smart home feature could be like a Nest thermostat, could be lighting that's operated from your phone, could be lights on the inside of the house that you can turn on and off. Could be a thermostat that you can do all kinds of fancy things with, you know, play like Pong and stuff like that on it. I think you get the point. Walk-in closet is number 15. So those are the things, those are the features that sell homes faster. Very interesting list. I would not put them in that order for our market. Pools and in-ground pools were much higher. Tennis courts, nobody cares. I gave you kind of the national thing. The extra bedroom for a home office or a home gym is a big deal. Chef kitchen absolutely is correct. Theater room, people actually don't like those now. I'm seeing those go out of vogue. the theater room with the theater seats, because it takes a normally functional room and puts it into a room that a lot of people don't use very much, unless you don't want to talk to anybody and you want to sit in a cushy chair. All right. So that's my take on that list. Okay. Now we're going to bounce back, Sandy. We're going to talk about how to protect or raise your credit score.
Okay.
Share, please.
Number one, pay your bills on time.
Wait a minute. That's complicated. Why would you want to do okay.
Let's keep it simple, people. Pay your bills on time.
Yeah.
If you have a past due on your credit report, that drops your score to unbelievable lows.
Oh. I just did a refi with Sandy, and there was a water bill I never got that went to the old address that I had sold, but it was still in my name for a few days. It was $40 after penalties. How many points did it drop my one score, Sandy? Was it like 100 and something points?
It was quite, yeah, I think it was.
Like 110 points? I got them to take it off. I disputed it, but I didn't know about it. So.
I know. People don't know about medical collections, and they don't know about utility. Like, things pop on there. Yep. And medical collections are super easy to pop on. So watch your credit. And if you see something like that, don't just pay it. You tell them, I will pay it, but I need you to remove it because I was never notified. They're supposed to notify you if they're going to do that.
Yep.
So a lot of people don't get notified. So that's key, because just paying it doesn't always increase your score, but them removing it does increase your score. And a lot of people don't realize that. They give up and just pay it. So that's key.
Yep.
Don't cancel your revolving credit cards. If you do that, your score is going to drop. Here's one that people really don't know. If you pay off an installment loan, your score will go down.
How does that make rational sense? I have less debt now, so my credit's going to go down.
You pay off a mortgage, you pay off an installment loan, a car, your score will drop some. Don't let a lot of people pull your credit. Like, we can do soft pulls now, and most, I'm assuming most lenders can, but the worst is when you go for auto shopping, because then you might get six or seven credit pulls and your score can really drop from that. So be careful. And do have some revolving credit. If you don't have any, your score tends to be low. I don't know why, but you want the most available credit gives you the highest score. So keep the balances really, really low. And if you want, we can always pull credit, and we've run these wizards to say how to increase your score. So we can even do that on a soft pull. So if you're looking for a house, we can always do that if you're not sure what it is, or you think it's low and you think you need to increase it.
Hmm.
And be super careful about credit counseling agencies, because they will toss a bunch of disputes on your account, and we cannot accept any accounts with disputes on it. And they charge you every month, and I don't really see that your score goes up that much. There may be a few good ones out there. I just don't know. I haven't seen a lot of success with them. So we can give you a few simple suggestions, and if you do them, your score will come up. But the main things are, you know, have some credit, pay them on time, don't have, you know, high balances on your revolving, and keep your inquiries low.
Yeah. Now, the same credit score I see on Credit Karma is the same credit score you see, right?
Never. It never is. It could be higher or lower. Usually they're higher. So,
the ones on Credit Karma's higher?
Yeah, typically.
Okay. Yeah. Why?
Because we use different so mortgage companies use a different algorithm than consumer debt. They put emphasis on different things. They put a huge emphasis on house payments. And don't be sucked into, hey, we can put everything in forbearance for a while because we're going through hard times. That's not good with mortgage companies. We will make you come out of forbearance on school loans, mortgages, whatever, before you're allowed to buy a house. So, yeah, there's definitely different algorithms for different types of lending. So you can't count on that credit karma score or your credit card score or whatever you're finding out there.
Yeah, well, that makes a big difference. All right, so we're going to do a quick bullet round on the debate on home warranties. Yes or no? Home warranties,
okay.
Yes or no? First of all, it depends on the age of the home. You know, I wouldn't get a home warranty on a brand new home. I would go with the warranties that are already in place from the manufacturer or the builder. I say yes or no, depending on the warranty company. I think it makes a big difference because you want to ask them, like, for example, we had a home at Lake Lure. Try to get a warranty company to do a service call in Rutherford County. They don't have a base of vendors in these small or rural counties. They don't. So you go out ending up getting your own person because it's 110 degrees outside and you need your air to work. So then you go, look, you guys couldn't come up with anybody. I had to go get my own. You guys pay my guy. And they're like, no, we aren't doing that. So you get stuck with the charge anyway. You know, there's also vendors out there that go do the initial call and then they write you up for more things because they're not getting paid very much. And I've seen that happen with several plumbers and electricians that aren't looking out for your best interest. That's not with all of them, but with a lot of them. And, you know, they just, the good vendors don't need to do things at a discount so that the home warranty can make money. The good ones are busy, you know? So do they really pay? Do they really pay on things you need? Read the policy carefully. It's very, very difficult in a lot of cases. Don't buy a home warranty when your system's 30 years old and think they're going to replace it. They're going to patch that thing together until it's absolutely on its last breath and then give you a stipend. So just don't use it thinking that they're going to replace every single thing. They will not. So I have home warranties on most of my rental properties because they're older, but I use them for very specific tasks and know ahead of time that I'm in for a fight. But most of the time, it pays off. All right. And the company I use is HSA. Anyway, Sandy, if people want to call you about a loan, who do they call? Obviously you. And where do they call cross country?
They call my mobile at 704-577-0144.
704-577-0144. If you're interested in selling a home, buying a home, investing in real estate, or need help with a rental property, we'd love to hear from you at Jamison at 704-846-DONE, 846-3663, or on the web at myjamisonhomes.com. Thank you, Sandy.
Loved it.
All right, take care. God bless y'all. Talk to you next week. The show, Your Real Estate Today.